WJTL Josiah Queen's version of Jesus Freak with help from Toby Mack. Good morning to you, Liam, and Fred with you, 704.
The movie I Can Only Imagine 2 is officially here. It's the true story of Bart, the lead singer of Mercy Me, finding purpose and a life-changing song from a personal crisis. The movie's now playing in theaters and is rated PG.
Our very special guest today, CEO of Global Disciples, Renee Decker, is with us. Good morning, Renee.
Good morning.
So wonderful to have you here. Anyone you want to say hi to this morning?
Well, of course, I want to say hi to our team at West James Street in Lancaster, Global Disciples team. My family may not be up yet, although it's past 7 a.m.
They gotta get ready for school, yeah.
I want to greet my family as well.
Yeah, wonderful to have you here. Now, give us just a brief description of what Global Disciples is doing throughout the world.
Yeah, Global Disciples is not a sending agency, as many missions agents are. We equip local church leaders in now more than 70 countries to reach their own with the gospel of Jesus. So we go out, we partner with local churches, more than 2,500 clusters of churches we work with today.
Wow.
In Africa, Asia, and Latin America, for them to be equipped to undertake the Great Commission in their own communities, their own geographies and areas.
Let's talk a little bit about your journey to here. How long have you been with Global Disciples?
Only 5 months.
Wow.
So I joined in October, was called as the new CEO after Galen Burkholder, the founder of Global Disciples, after years of planning for leadership transition, stepped down in 2024. So I am the rookie on the team.
Yeah. And between Netherlands and here, you've been in Bangkok for many years doing ministry. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I used to be in international business for more than 20 years, traveling a lot, working a lot with global teams. And in 2016, my then company, when I was the CFO for, sent us to Bangkok for just a year, we thought, help the company grow and be established. And it was in that year where God began to turn the tables and in a crazy, beautiful way, made me aware that he was calling me out of the business marketplace into pastoral ministry at a large multicultural church in Bangkok, Thailand. So
wow.
For the past 7.5 years, my family and I, or 9 years, my family and I have been there in Bangkok, of which we have been pastoring and ministering for 7.5 years.
Amazing. Well, welcome to Pennsylvania. We're so happy to have you
here. Thank you for having me.
What are some of the challenges that are facing Global Disciples in the coming year that you're facing?
Oh, there's plenty. One of them is that there is an increasing no welcome to the gospel of Jesus in many countries. We operate in the 1040 window or the Global South. There's a couple of names for that. And there are many countries, increasingly so, where preaching the gospel, evangelism and discipleship and church planting is far from welcome. So we need to operate underground. We need to make sure that we do things in a way that the gospel can advance while our people can do this in a way that they are relatively safe. So that is a challenge. Another challenge is making sure that we bring funds to places where they are needed. I mean, it comes with a similar dynamic that if you raise funds in one country, bringing them to places where it's hard to minister is challenging. So these are just two of the challenges that we are facing.
I know you recently returned from Africa. A lot of your job, I'm assuming, is traveling around, equipping those who are spreading the gospel throughout the world. Any great stories come to mind about how God has worked through Global Disciples?
So many. As you perhaps can imagine, God works in quite unique ways in Africa and Asia and Latin America. One story, which is a long story, I'm going to try to keep it short, is God works a lot through miracles and healings as a way to work the ground for people to receive Jesus. And at one point, one of our program directors went to a village to preach the gospel. And as he was about to do that, he saw a group of men carrying a cow. It's rural, right? A cow into the village, a cow that was more dead than it was alive. And when the owner of the cow saw the preacher, he said, "I don't have a faith, but you do. Can you pray for my cow?" And our program director said, sure. And he prayed and nothing happened. But at the same time, the wife of the owner of the cow called him in her home and said, I know you. You are a preacher. And as he was preaching the gospel to her, I mean, manifestations of sort happened. I mean, there was obviously the enemy at work. And after praying for her deliverance and healing, and her husband and her whole family receiving Jesus, he heard noise outside because at the same time, the cow had stood up and walked again. And why this is so important, a cow is the livelihood for a family. So you see that God works in also those details. So one of those incredible stories of how God is moving all for the sake of building his kingdom in places where it is not yet.
You did a great job telling a great story in a short amount of time. Well done. If folks want more information about Global Disciples, if they want to support you, pray for you, where can they visit you online?
Yeah, visit us on globaldisciples.org. Also, visit us on our socials. We're on Instagram, we're on LinkedIn, we're on Facebook, we're on many of the socials. Yeah, do visit us, pray for us, and see if you can get connected and get involved in our ministry.
We're going to talk more with Renee coming up. We invite you to stick around. Music on the way too. John Reddick, Michael W. Smith, and more next.